your shine's not a sword. You can't protect the city, man.
Geeks.
Hello, foodies and geeks. I'm Matt Man.
I'm Tommy Two Stars.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geekos.
I don't speak Spanish.
Neither do I. I'm pretty sure that wasn't Spanish.
Our weekly podcast. We're talking about food, movies, comics, TV shows, and general geek news.
See.
Hello, Tommy.
Hola, Matthew.
Oh, como está?
Muy bien, gracias. Y tú?
El gato.
The cat.
El gato mío. Burritos.
The cat, also my burrito. Alright.
This is going to be an interesting pod, Tom.
Yeah?
Got some stuff planned for us.
Oh, do you now?
Things you don't know.
Uh-oh.
It's going to be good.
That worries me a little bit.
Got some stuff for you to put in your mouth.
Oh, boy. It better be food.
It may be. So do you want to put the stuff in your mouth first, do you want to talk about some stuff
first? Why does this taste like bleach? Can we split up, do talking stuff, food,
yeah.
Talking?
So let's talk a little bit. How are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm okay.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm glad you're here too.
Oh, yay.
Casting the pods.
Podcasting.
Chilling in between the working.
Yep.
Trying to get back on a normal...
Semi-normal
kind of...
It's been weird since we've been on a normal schedule.
It has been very weird, but we're getting there, I think.
We'll get there. Daggum, Irma.
Stupid Irma.
Irma ruined everything.
So we both invested in Loot Crate.
Yes, we did.
We have Loot Crate. Did we talk about the last box?
It's a robot one?
Yes.
You and I talked about it. We didn't talk about it in the pod. Did we talk about it in the pod?
I don't think we talked about it on the pod.
We might not have.
I am so frustrated with that box. It was a very disappointing box.
It was.
I don't know if any of our listeners got the last robot box, but it was pretty sucky. The coolest thing for me out of it was the alien
toy.
The
Bishop alien toy?
The little Bishop alien.
The queen alien's like stabbing Bishop.
Yes. You probably liked the R2-D2 wood thing,
that
right?
Looks really cool. I kind of want to put that together.
Oh, you didn't put it together
yet? Not
yet.
I ain't got time for that. Shoot.
And then it was a Star Trek comic book.
Yeah.
And a dumb Blade Runner shirt.
Yeah.
I've never seen Blade Runner.
I've seen it.
So maybe that's why I think it's dumb.
It's interesting. It's a very dark movie. It's interesting. It's weird. I hope so. Do you know what the theme is for it?
It is mystical.
Mystical. Already sounds better.
Either mystical or mythical.
I hope it's two. Well, either one sounds good.
It's supposed to be Lord of the Rings. Trying to think of the other stuff. I don't remember the other stuff. But it's supposed to be... It sounded a lot better than the other one. Because the robot one, there's so much they could have done with it.
Uh-huh.
They could have put like Bender. We did talk about this because we
talked about our favorite robots when we met with Weezer and Leviticus.
But we didn't put it on the pod.
No, we didn't because this was. We didn't talk about that.
Because there's so many robots that are awesome,
iconic, and cool.
Well, obviously, okay, they put R2-D2 in there.
Yeah, that's one.
But they could have done Bender.
I think Bender.
They could have done something like old, going back to like the Jetsons and
Rosie in there. The robot from Lost in Space.
The robot from Lost in Space. They could have done Daleks.
Daleks, yeah. Definitely Daleks and
Cybermen. There's so much they could have done. And instead
Gundam,
they give us...
Gundam, the big mech suit thing.
Yeah. Instead of they give us Data, a Data comic.
Yeah.
And some Blade Runner stuff. I was disappointed. But I just wanted to get that off my chest.
Alright. You feel better?
I do feel better.
Okay, good.
So we're going to do a there's another thing I want to talk about. This thing we're going to talk about is PG-13 rated.
Oh, snap.
It might even go into R rating.
I'm knowing Matt, it will.
But TV pick of the week.
Yeah. Boom.
Netflix. It's got a brand new show out.
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah.
Do you know the comedian John Mulaney?
I do know John Mulaney, yes.
Very funny guy.
Yeah.
He paired up with Nick Kroll.
Nick Kroll, yeah, also very funny.
Who is also a very funny guy. And they wrote and created this show called Big Mouth.
Yeah, very strange. Like, I never would picture those two getting together, too. They're just two random comedians.
They are. And before this, they released a Broadway. They had a Broadway special.
Uh-huh.
And it was them, those two, dressed yes. up as two old
Two old guys, and they were, like, talking about stuff, and then they had random guests come in.
Yes, did you watch it?
I watched the trailer for it, and it was kind of funny.
It was a little funny. It gets a little old after a while.
Okay.
So basically, it's them taking that kind of idea and their voices and weird characters and morphing them into a cartoon.
Yeah, but instead of being old men, they change it over to adolescent kids, hormone-driven kids.
Yes, like preteens, yeah. 6th, 7th, 8th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Advertising is everywhere for this.
Yeah.
I saw billboards. We were in Orlando this past weekend. They had billboards for it. They've got videos all over Facebook and Twitter for
There's
it.
Apparently a cornfield somewhere with a some oh well
a female, a female reproductive
organ.
Yes.
which is a little out there.
Yes, and have you watched any of the show?
No, I have not watched it yet. I watched the trailer for it. I think that's
I binge watched the whole thing.
You watched
thing.
The whole thing?
There was like
How many episodes are there?
There was like 14 episodes.
Okay.
I want to say they're 28 minutes long.
Yeah, I think, yeah, it'd make it be more
so,
accurate, I'd say, to make it short.
There are a lot of shows that push the boundaries in a lot of cartoons. And I've always struggled with it a little bit because it's always a little awkward. So, like, Family Guy and Futurama is the farthest I've ever been able to go.
Okay.
You know, they...
Like, what about American Dad?
American Dad I can do, too.
Okay.
And they have a little bit of potty humor. Yeah. They've got a little bit of sexual humor.
More so in, like, Family Guy.
More adult stuff, right?
Or Rick and Morty, though. That's a pretty intense show, too.
Right. I have not tried Rick and Morty yet. I have lots of people that tell me that I will enjoy it.
Yeah, me too.
I tried F is for Family on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
In the first episode, there's, like, a cartoon sex scene. And I just turned it off.
Okay.
I tried BoJack Horseman.
Yeah.
There was like a cartoon sex scene with a horse in the first, like, second episode. Horse and a female. Too far for me.
Okay.
And then I tried Archer.
Archer, yeah.
And Archer was the same thing.
Archer was very adult, yeah.
A sex scene in the first episode.
A lot of sex in that show.
And
I have seen a lot of Archer.
Have you? I heard Archer is good.
It's just...
It's out
there. It's out there. Phrasing.
And so it's difficult for me because I'm not great with awkward humor. And
okay.
that stuff is just a little awkward for me. But I was able to power through this show.
Yeah.
And I don't know at what point, and I think this is what the show's trying to prove.
Mm-hmm.
At what point is it's taking it too far?
Okay.
And at what point is it uncomfortable? And almost wrong. Because, like, at the final episode, they talk about, did you just watch a whole season of child pornography?
What?
And so they never show actual sex scenes or actual masturbation scenes.
Uh-huh.
But they have a lot of, like, headshots of boys masturbating.
In the act.
The
first episode is called
them, like,
ejaculating
into socks.
Oh, that's
and a lot of just messed up stuff. Boys having intercourse with pillows and stuff. Episodes about pornography. But then they have a lot of episodes that try to be eye opening.
Yeah.
Like the third episode, you see Am I Gay? And it's an episode about this pubescent boy trying to decide if he's gay or not. And so there's a lot of things that you can get out of it that. They're trying to be deep and they're trying to approach tough subjects, but in a risque and kind of in your face way.
Yeah.
They have an episode called The Head Push. So there's only 10 episodes.
Oh, okay.
There's an episode called The Head Push where it's this guy, a teenage boy, trying to force another girl to do
oral.
Yeah. And then there's a whole episode about porn addiction.
Yeah.
And so they're addressing a lot of important topics in a weird way, but it's almost way too far, but it's funny in instances, and I still don't know how I feel about myself kind of liking the show.
Okay.
So my question for you is, like, how far do you think is too far? Is a show about puberty with cartoon children a little too far?
Well, if they're trying to do it in a kind of playful, jokey, but more geared towards a younger audience, I think it would be more appropriate. But this show, I'm pretty sure, is targeted toward an adult audience.
It's targeted toward an adult audience, yeah, for so sure.
It's kind of strange. The protagonists are middle school kids, right?
Yeah. And middle school boys and girls. And
yeah, that just seems a little strange.
And they have a whole episode of talking about this girl getting her period and stuff.
Yeah.
It's pretty strange, and it's pretty out there. There are a lot of things that are pretty funny, a lot of one-liners. The whole thing centers around a boy and his best friend. The boy's the big mouth is Nick Kroll. Yeah. He's a little boy who hasn't hit puberty yet. His older friend, I think his name was Andy or Andrew, he hit puberty. And so he has this imaginary...
John Mulaney's character?
Yeah. And I find John Mulaney hilarious.
He's very funny. His stand-up's pretty good.
And so that's what helped me go get through the show is because it definitely... Andrew is what John Mulaney describes himself as a teenager.
Yeah.
And so that's what makes it fun. And he's got an imaginary friend who's the hormone monster. And so the hormone monster, it's got to be one of their voices, but the monster. And he controls everything. And so sudden urges and all that stuff. And then the girl who's their friend gets a hormone monster too, but it's a female hormone monster. And okay. So it's covering the whole, like, mood swings and all that, and fighting and crying, and it's a pretty deep show, surprisingly witty, surprisingly funny, but I would think it would be a lot more controversial, right?
Yeah.
I go online, nothing but good reviews everywhere, like 4.5, 5 stars, and I was expecting to see some sites tearing it apart.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting that, too.
And maybe I didn't dig deep enough, but... It was nothing but people singing this show's praise. So, if you like controversial humor, I would say over the age of 18,
okay.
Watch the show. I wouldn't recommend anybody under the age of 18 watching the show. Because it talks about a lot of adult subjects and things that, yes, people of younger ages go through, but they portray it in a way that probably should only be watched by adults.
Okay, it's too far.
I think it's a little too far. So I would like any of our fans, anybody who listens, to weigh in and let me know if you agree with me or not. And Tom, if you could stomach it, maybe watch an episode or two.
I might try, yeah.
And let me know if you think it's too far or not.
I'll try. But first I gotta get through The Walking Dead.
So that's what you're binge-watching right now?
Well, the new season starts the 22nd. I gotta get finished.
How far are you?
I'm in season 3 right now. Almost the end of season 3.
Oh, man, you got a long ways to go.
I do.
I just finished season 7. Or season 6. That was the last one, right?
Season 7. We do this every time.
Season 7. I just finished it two days ago.
Yeah.
Watched the final episode.
Well, I've watched part of season 7. I'm just getting caught up on the whole thing.
How much of season 7 have you watched?
I watched the first 3 or 4 episodes, I think.
Okay.
Last episode I remember is where Carol is in the kingdom, and she decides to leave and go live on her own.
Yeah, that's like 3rd episode.
Yeah. No, or is the 4th episode the Daryl episode?
I think the 3rd might be the Daryl episode. Okay. No. The 2nd is the kingdom episode, the first kingdom episode. The 3rd is the Daryl episode, and then I think the 4th is Carol deciding to leave.
Okay, so yeah, whichever one is the furthest of those ones.
The end of the season gets pretty good. I would be interested in talking about it with you once you get that far.
Yeah, because the big taglines and all the commercials and adverts for it are the war is coming and stuff like that.
They're building up for this.
Something must have went down. And obviously the internet's like, well, duh, we already know, dummy, get caught up.
Yeah. So.
I'll get there.
Well, and something that's going to piss you off even more now is they Walking Dead on their official Facebook page announced yesterday that they're doing a crossover with Fear the Walking Dead.
I did see that, yes.
So that means you're going to have to watch Fear the Walking Dead too.
Is that on Netflix?
I know.
Then what the frick? Then I can't watch it because they don't put that on Netflix, and I'm pretty sure Walking Dead's not on Hulu either.
Maybe what we could do.
Uh-huh.
Is we could go in half and half.
Okay.
And buy the season pass And then we could have Fear the Walking Dead nights, and you could come over and we could watch it.
Or, follow me here, or we just pirate it. Because it's 2017.
Or we break the law and pirate it.
Yeah. Well, don't announce that.
Arr, matey! Let's make it sound fun!
Sound of international pirate movie.
We're going to pirate the booty of the Fear the Walking
Fear
Dead.
Fear the Walking Booty.
Arr. But it's only against the law if you say it is.
We'll just go out in international waters, and then we'll download it, and it's fine.
How far do we have to go in international water?
12 miles, I think, off the coast.
We could have rowed a boat off
seven,
that far.
7 or 12.
But
we
have
could to row a boat? Paddle it manually?
One of us would have to get a hotspot on our phone,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, we probably wouldn't be able to get cell service out
that. No, we'd have to have, like, a satellite phone that we could tether to a laptop.
Maybe we just hop on a cruise. Maybe that'd be easy. But yeah. Then we might as well have just paid for the season
That's
pass.
True. I was one of them to just do it some other way.
We would never break the law.
Never, ever. It's like $50 for a season pass. It's crazy.
It is. It's pretty expensive. But it's worth it. And if you think about it.
But they have like two seasons. We'd have to pay like $100.
Yeah, you're right. We would. That is pretty hardcore.
See?
I'm surprised it's not on Hulu.
It's not. It's not.
It's not on anything?
Nope.
Well, how is anybody going to watch their damn show?
AMC. They watch it on the channel.
Maybe that. Do you have cable at home?
Not AMC.
Maybe we find somebody who has cable.
I think Leviticus
or DirecTV, get his DirecTV passcode, and then go to AMC.com and enter his DirecTV stuff
in.
Yeah,
that's
and
then a good idea. I like that idea.
That's a good idea.
Pretty sure Leviticus does.
And I think that would be within the confines of the law, too.
That's right. Because you can have so many people use it. He's paying for it.
Because we're just borrowing Leviticus's stuff.
That's right.
And we are with borrow his stuff. Like his chorizo.
Mmm, I love his chorizo. Muy bueno. Muy grande.
So I wanted to talk about... So that's it I got for TV. You want to talk about anything else on TV?
See, Walking Dead is coming out.
Walking Dead is coming out.
I'm trying to think what else is coming out. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. comes out December. Those are the only real shows I'm interested in. Inhumans is still steady, somewhat kicking along.
Right. Oh, The Gifted's coming out,
too. Gifted's coming out.
Yeah.
Apparently, Legion is going crazy.
Holy cow. Yes. I agree. I heard Legions is kind of going crazy.
Yeah.
I tried to watch the first episode of that, and I just didn't get all the way through.
Yeah.
Zoo is... They released... If anybody's interested, they released a new season of Zoo.
Zoo?
On Netflix.
What is Zoo?
That's that one show I was telling you about a while ago on the pod, and it's... All the animals catch like a virus, and they all turn on the human race and start attacking everybody.
You did?
And start teaming up and stuff.
I don't remember talking about that.
It was a while ago. It was about over a year ago I started watching
it. Who can remember a year back?
Yeah,
crazy.
It was a long time ago.
Too long.
I bet you Evanenger would remember.
He might. Evanenger.
Because he's like our...
our go-to guru of our thoughts.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
Movie pick of the week.
Yeah.
Justice League.
Justice League.
Boom.
Boom.
Came out. What'd you think
before about
it?
So, they're doing what I'm afraid they're going to start doing Batman v Superman again and start giving away too much stuff. Luckily, this trailer didn't show too much new stuff.
Right.
A lot of little snippets of stuff, nothing real big.
Nothing too crazy.
But they're starting to really hint, like, you know, they have Lois Lane has this little dream of Superman.
Right.
Which is still, in my opinion, going to strongly hint that he's going to come back.
I got so mad at the beginning when I saw that trailer and I didn't know it was a dream sequence. As I'm watching it and I'm like, what the hell? Why are you giving this away? This isn't something you give away in a trailer.
Yeah.
And then it was a dream sequence. So I felt a little bit better.
It's all just a dream. I dream of you.
You know, they didn't Superman. Give a... What's the Snow White song?
I don't know.
Once upon a dream.
No, that's Sleeping Beauty.
That is...
I know
yes, it is
you. I wondered some... I dreamed about you, something so creepy. I'm 18, you're 16, I dream about you all the time.
So they didn't give away too much in the Wonder Woman trailers.
Well, that's true, they didn't.
Right, so maybe they're learning their lesson a little bit.
I think so.
They're definitely advertising the jokey joke jokes.
They are.
This whole...
Which is, I know, one of your biggest pet peeves about action comic movies.
You're like, oh, I know where he's going with this.
I'm ready to ride this train. Let's go.
I'm surprisingly kind of okay with it.
Okay.
The thing that I still don't understand is I'm not totally in hate with Man of Steel and with Batman v Superman. But they never portrayed Superman as being hopeful.
No.
Or being a hero.
You're right.
Or being overly heroic. And then now in this trailer, they're like,
we've lost all hope.
We've lost all hope because Superman is dead.
What hope?
And it's like,
where this hope
you're
talking about?
You never had hope in him. Nobody fucking liked him.
They blew up the damn building.
They're like, you're an alien. We hate you. Die. You know, and he blew up buildings. So they're acting like they lost this big hope. But they never had the hope. And then now they're just like jokey joke, joke, joke all
jokey
the time.
Jokey joke, joke.
And
the jokey joke, joke do.
I'm worried that Scott Snyder and Joss Whedon's co-directing thing they ended up doing
is just going to clash.
And it's just going to be weird.
We have Skittles and mashed potatoes. Blah!
But if they do it right...
Yeah,
it could be dark humor, kind of, sort of.
It still looks like a very dark movie. Like, it's physically a dark movie, so...
We'll see.
We'll see. I still want to go see it.
And Batman looks like Owlman.
The owl?
Like, every shot I see of him, he looks like the owl.
They barely show him as Batman, though. Mostly it's Bruce.
Yeah. In one moment, he's like gristled big beard Bruce, and then he's clean cut Bruce. It's like... Which way are you going here, guys?
He's a billionaire. He can get a haircut.
You just get a haircut and then grow back in a day because he's that badass.
Yeah, he's got super beards. That's his meta-human power. And then he shoots batarangs from his beard.
So, so can you believe that in November... Because I looked at October.
Okay.
There are no good movies coming out in
October. Not this month, no.
So, in November and December, we're going to cram in...
At least four.
Thor Ragnarok.
Justice League. And Star Wars. And I want to say there's another movie around
And
Christmas.
Stranger Things comes out the end of October.
Yep, a couple weeks from now.
So, between those four big things, and they're going to be throwing in fucking Punisher somewhere in there.
Somewhere. They still don't have...
Because they're still saying to release 2017. Mm. So, if they're still going to throw Punisher in there... And there's Christmas and Thanksgiving. And Walking Dead's coming out.
We've got time for turkey.
And Arrow and Supergirl. Do you realize that we're going to have No Life in November and December?
Season 1B, what?
And Tick? Is that, what season came out a while ago?
Apparently there's Season 1B, so I guess they only did half a season.
Oh, weird.
Which I've already watched.
Maybe it wasn't as popular as they thought it was going to be.
Well, it's kind of funny. It's very dark. It's a very adult version of the Tick.
Oh, yeah. That sucks. They just need to re-release the cartoon.
Yeah, maybe. They have they put the live-action version on Amazon when they released this.
Yeah. So something I thought that was interesting, Tom, is we have this Justice League trailer, right?
Yeah.
It's coming out in November. We've already gotten, like, four Thor Ragnarok trailers.
Yeah. I think that's it. We don't need any more trailers for that.
We have not had a Star Wars trailer yet.
We've had
teasers and like a short little minute one that kind of felt like a mini trailer.
Mm.
But today, we're recording on a Monday.
Yep.
Did you hear that they announced that during Monday Night Football, they're releasing the Star Wars trailer?
Oh, wait, tonight?
Tonight. So by the end of the night, before we close our eyes, we should have a Star Wars trailer, finally.
An actual trailer.
A trailer. Can you believe that it's a month before, 2 months before the movie, and we're now getting an actual trailer?
That's kind of crazy, now that you mention it.
Do you think that Hollywood and these companies are trying to change their ways a little bit?
Well, maybe a little bit.
And they're here to turn some of the backlash?
Yeah, I think they've probably, like, with the internet nowadays, it's hard to ignore people.
Yeah.
So, if enough people are like, hey, stop giving away this crap, it's ruining the movies and the magic, but they're gonna start making more simplified trailers.
You would hope so. And they wouldn't come out with them as early, hopefully, right. too. Oh, and we got the Disney Pixar
Coco?
Movie, Coco, which I don't know if anybody cares about.
It looks cute.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this before. Kubo,
yeah.
It looks like Kubo and the Two Strings.
He's got a magic guitar.
All right, Tom. It's time. Sit on up, baby.
Here we go.
I'm gonna put some stuff in your mouth.
Oh boy, should I close my eyes?
Yeah, I think you should close your eyes.
Oh boy. I'm afraid.
Let me go get a spoon.
Oh.
That's right. That's
a spoon feeder?
Yeah.
Oh boy. Well, folks, if he's getting a spoon, that means it's an actual tangible food item and he's not like trying to shove a lump of coal or arsenic down my throat, so that's a good thing.
You're used to be shoving things down your throat!
Those days are behind me.
I don't even know if they heard me.
Nope, I heard you.
Okay. Got your eyes closed?
Now I do.
So you have to guess.
I have to guess what this is?
What it is.
Alright.
You want a big mouthful or a little mouthful?
I want a little I don't know if I'm going to like it.
Okay.
Alright.
Open your mouth. Close your mouth.
Is this bacon pop rock?
That was a pretty good guess.
It's bacony.
Have you had bacon pop rocks before?
Uh-uh. It does have a weird taste, though. It's not terrible.
Put your mouth up to the microphone and see if they can hear the popping.
Oh, stop.
Oh,
just I swallowed it just as you were
all
saying
right.
that.
What did you think of the bacon pop rocks?
It's not bad. It's a nice little gimmick.
It's a little weird. Why don't you smell it? You gonna smell the bacon pop rocks?
Yeah. It's usually when you have something that's made of bacon, it actually smells a lot like bacon.
So I got these off of ThinkGeek.com.
Okay.
I don't know if they're an official thing only made by ThinkGeek.com. I don't think so.
They'd probably have their stamp on it if it was.
Oh, there we go. Imported by ThinkGeek.
Oh, well, then, yeah. Okay. What'd you think of them then? Because I assume you've had it.
I thought they tasted and smelled like dog food. You know who loves them, though? My dog. That's why she's freaking out right now. I fed them to her earlier, and Larry and my wife both yelled at me.
Did she freak out because of when they pop?
No, she was just going to town.
That's funny.
She enjoyed it.
It does have a weird dog treaty taste, aftertaste. That's
she's like, ooh, why is the dog treat popping in my mouth?
I'm going to fill the poop bag.
All right, so in this, so it's a bag of three.
Bag of three.
So I have another flavor.
All right, so is it like, ready? You're going to mix all three or one at a time?
Oh, no, one at a time.
Okay. I think I'm ready.
Clear this bacon flavor off.
Oh, no, I wouldn't want to taint it with dog food. Bacon.
Ready?
Ready.
I'm putting the, close your mouth, putting the pop rocks in his mouth.
I'm like variety
pop rocks. Lean forward. Did you say macaroni?
No, that says a variety flavor of pop rock.
The dog is freaking out. She's like, give me some.
This one's very sweet.
Uh-huh.
I have no idea what kind of flavor it is, though.
Do you want to taste it again?
No. It's not bad.
It's not bad, right?
I have no idea.
Beer.
Beer, huh?
Yeah.
I would not have guessed
beer
that.
Beer-flavored Pop Rocks.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
I thought maybe like flat beer a little bit, like a sweeter flat beer.
Man, but beer's not this sweet, though. It should have a more bitter taste.
It is, yeah. This is a little too sweet.
Yeah.
All right, final one.
All right, here we go.
The dog is legit, like, excited. Like,
I want beer. I want pop beer. Beer rocks.
This is a lot of pop rocks.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, open up. Close it.
No more.
This is really awkward. I'm happy people can't watch us. That's the worst one. That's why I gave you a lot.
It's not it's definitely the worst of the three. Is this one supposed to be mac and cheese?
No. Uh-huh. Okay.
Good.
Is it a little spicy, maybe?
Not really.
You don't get any spiciness?
No. Was like buffalo sauce?
No. Nah, uh-huh.
Still popping like crazy.
Still popping. In the back of my throat, it's popping.
The dog really wants some Top Rocks right now.
You gave her a drug, apparently, and now she needs her fix.
She's freaking out.
I'll tell Larry I'm giving her more. She'll get mad.
That's so wrong. Alright, so what's the third one?
So you have no idea?
No idea.
Wasabi.
What?
No way. Weird, right? So the one that definitely you can tell where the bacon is one. Is the bacon one. For
I
sure.
I would not have gotten wasabi out of that one.
So do you want to see the covers?
Yeah.
So there's the bacon one.
Topping artificial candy. There's,
and they send you these packages that are like...
This one smells like beer.
Huge. You think Pop Rocks...
Yeah, they come in like little bags.
These are 3 ounce, 3.5 ounce bags.
The beer one smells like beer, but it definitely doesn't taste like it.
The wasabi one smells like wasabi, too.
Okay.
Oh, you're alright? You throwing up there, dog?
Yeah, dog. No throwing up in the Mac Cave. For eating nothing. Wink, wink.
So...
It smells a little bit like wasabi.
Yeah.
I've never done anything like it.
So if you had to do this, like if you had to make, like if we made our own deep fried geeks, like Pop Rock flavored Pop Rocks.
Deep fried rocks.
What do you think would be better flavors?
Dobby's butthole.
They don't have to be DFG themed.
I think they should be. They should be.
Dobby has a sweet
Arnie's bare arms.
Miss Hermione tells me my butthole is very sweet.
It tastes like candy. Dobby likes his butthole candy.
Gerald Puddin' Pops.
I was going to say that Bill Cosby's special pudding.
Poppin' Pill Pops. I think
oh boy.
Poppin' Pill Pops. they're shaped like little pills.
Like go pop.
I think something that would be like a missed opportunity for them would have been like, or even like Doritos.
Doritos, a donut.
Donut flavored would be good. Yeah, fried chicken.
Maybe
that's not distinct flavored.
Jerky, maybe like a teriyaki.
Okay, a teriyaki flavored. Like you could do teriyaki beef or something.
Something like that. Yeah.
So one time during Thanksgiving when we lived up in Michigan, there's a soda company called Jones Soda.
Yeah. Okay. I think we've talked about this. Good.
And they released a Thanksgiving themed soda pack. And so you bought this, and it had like cranberry flavored soda, mashed potatoes and gravy, turkey, apple pie, pumpkin pie, and like some other things.
Do they still do that?
Yams, maybe. I don't know if they still do it or
not. Let's find out.
It was god awful, to be honest.
I still want to try it.
I think the cranberry one was the best because you could.
You could actually make that into a soda versus turkey and mashed potatoes.
Yeah,
that sounds
a little weird, right? I don't even know if Jones Soda is still in business.
We're going to find out.
I don't even know that much about them. But I saw these Pop Rocks out there, and I was like, oh, man. And they're pretty cheap, too. They're on sale for, like, $3.
Probably no one's buying them.
No, probably not.
Taste.
But Think Geek really is a great website. If you guys have never gone to thinkgeek.com, make sure you check it out, because they do have a lot of cool t-shirts and toys. And
you can go on Amazon and get the 2004 edition, so I'm assuming they don't make it anymore.
Oh, wow, okay. And that's how long ago that
was? I'm not drinking a 13-year-old soda.
2004.
Well,
list what the flavors were?
Let's see. Jones Soda Thanksgiving Holiday Pack from 2005. Let's see.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense because I still lived in Michigan, so.
All right, Mary Sue. Flavors which match the full course Thanksgiving dinner. Let's see, the Brussels sprouts. Oops, stop moving. with wild herb stuffing and turkey and gravy sodas. What else? There's a spoon in there. Brussels sprout soda.
Really?
Wild herb stuffing, slow roasted turkey and gravy, cranberry, pumpkin pie soda. Yeah, that's it.
That's it? Okay. I guess that's not too bad for being
the Brussels sprouts.
13 years ago.
That's a weird idea.
I don't have. Do you eat Brussels sprouts on Thanksgiving?
Some people do, yeah. Brussels sprouts is kind of like a more of an old school tradition.
I'd say so. I've never even had that.
Not a new school. Maybe like
new
people
school.
Who are 40 plus.
Oh.
You alright there?
Yeah.
You having some heartburn from the Pop Rocks?
It's burning all up now. It's just comfy.
So the other food news I wanted to talk to you about.
Yep. It's kind of comfy now.
Is talking about old school food products again.
Oh yeah, too. Like mint juleps.
No, I like mint juleps. Have you ever had a mint julep?
No.
They're delicious.
Always, every time I think of the word mint julep, I think of like an old country man on his front porch in his rocking chair just thinking about the good old times and drinking a mint julep.
Oh, okay.
Reminding me of the good old days. Back when there were 12 people in the state.
So.
Sell buttons.
This is more like 1998.
Old school, son.
Yes, I could even give official dates.
Almost 20 years ago.
McDonald's.
Has it been that long? That's crazy.
When Mulan came out.
Yeah, Mulan came out that year. So, yes, Mulan came out. Disney's Mulan, the epic journey of a woman struggling to survive in a man's world to bring honor to her family and her country.
Very, very, granted, very underrated.
Mulan, the movie?
Yes.
It's a very good movie. It's got very good songs, very catchy songs. Oh, it even has the toys!
You know it's a bad one.
I remember that. I had that one. You like, the bird flapped his wings.
June 19th, 1998, the Disney Company released their animated feature film. This is Wikipedia, so I can read it.
Oh.
Mulan. Story of a brave daughter poses a man. We all know the dumb story.
Yeah.
To coincide with this upcoming
story,
McDonald's released a new limited time condiment. It's a Szechuan teriyaki dipping sauce. How much more racist could they get? It was created to mimic traditional Chinese Szechuan
sauce.
Mulan's to share their own teriyaki. And it came complete.
Bring honor to your palate.
You bring honor to us. You bring honor to our palate.
Honor to our sauce.
Be a Mac.
With the force of a great big Mac.
Be a Mac.
With all the... What was it? Force of a raging sauce pack. Mysterious as the dark side of the drive-thru.
Okay. It was created to mimic traditional Chinese Szechuan sauce and came complete with Happy Meal chicken nuggets and a 1 out of 8 set of Mulan toys. After promotion, the sauce is removed from all McDonald's restaurants. So... We were talking earlier about Rick and Morty.
Yep.
And I guess in a Rick and Morty episode,
mm-hmm.
they talked about Szechuan sauce.
Right.
Something, one of the Rick, I think, mentioned it, said something about it.
Because, you know, you got
and how he was searching for it.
Love geeks.
The episode opens up with the main protagonist, Rick, in a dream sequence in which he goes to a McDonald's within his memory to experience the taste of Szechuan sauce for one last time. The episode continues as normal until the gag is brought up again at the end of the episode, and Rick goes mad and yells about how one day, perhaps in 9 seasons or 97 years, he will finally receive more Szechuan sauce. McDonald's, smart, decided to capitalize on this. So
yeah.
I think we talked about it a while ago.
I heard that the writers and the people on Rick and Morty, they bought like an old jar that someone had for like a couple $1,000.
Yes, and then McDonald's created some in the customized suitcase and stuff and gifted it to them.
That's what it was, yeah.
So McDonald's is like, you know, this is so popular, let's take advantage of this and release it for one day.
One
so
day.
They picked a day, and it was...
So we already missed it?
On October 1st, well, hold on, it gets better. They announced that they are on October 7th that you're going to be able to get Szechuan sauce for one day at participating locations. So they're only shipping a limited amount out to all these people at a special like packaging based off Rick and Morty and everything. Okay. So I don't know if you've been to McDonald's lately, but they're doing a buttermilk crispy tenders. So this new tender that they're releasing, pretty good. I had them. They got a new signature sauce with it. It tastes like mayonnaise and ketchup mixed, but almost Chick-fil-A sauce-ish.
Okay.
Good chicken tenders, very meaty. So they're decided perfect way to advertise for that too. And so they released the Szechuan sauce. People lined up outside of McDonald's in the thousands. So on the McDonald's site, they announced which places were carrying it. McDonald's failed to tell people that it was a limited number. Stores only got 20 packets.
20?
Of sauce. And some that were supposed to get the sauce didn't even get the damn sauce.
Why did you punch me over that? I didn't tell them to send all the 20 packets.
Because it's crazy.
It is bananas. Don't take it out on me.
And so people, being amazing like they are, lost their minds.
Like,
and people are posting all over Twitter that they want to ban McDonald's and protest and everything else. Yeah. And protest and not eat at McDonald's anymore.
Boycott McDonald's.
Cops had to come out and stop people. Because people were angry and having riots and chanting, "We want sauce and
people,
stuff."
McDonald's didn't even have to do this at all.
Right.
You spoiled first worlders.
People are very spoiled in first worlders and don't realize a good thing when they've got it.
Yeah.
And think that they are entitled and are owed everything for free.
So we work in the service industry. You think?
Yes. I could give stories upon stories. So adults left angry, kids left crying. People, McDonald's, you suck. Only 10 posters, 20 packets of nuggets. There are already 30 people in line, 4 hours already. So people just tore apart McDonald's. The McDonald's put on Twitter, "The best fans in Multiverse showed us what they got today. We hear you and we're sorry not everyone can get some super limited Szechuan." So do you think McDonald's is going to come back and release more?
I think they probably will. Just to shut them up.
So, the fast food giant later released a second apology on Facebook and promised that there would be more sauce on the horizon.
There you go. So, shut your little whiny mouth.
Do you want me to read their official thing?
Yes, I do.
"To our customers and Szechuan sauce lovers."
Szechuan.
Sorry. I'm not Chinese.
Saskatchewan.
What is this doing? Oh, there we go. "Yesterday." Should I do it like Ronald McDonald? Does he have a voice? "Yesterday, we were truly humbled."
He used to have a voice, but I don't know what it is.
Does the Hamburglar have a voice?
Okay. Yeah.
I won't do it.
I don't remember. It was a long time since those like guys did.
You're the voice guy. Maybe you should read this.
I was like five.
Maybe just pick a random voice.
Pick a random voice. I'm trying to think of a voice that we could do. I'll read it like Smeagol.
Okay. All
right.
That's a good idea.
"To our customers and Szechuan sauce lovers, yesterday Riz was truly humbled by an amazing curiosities, passions, and energy. This community showed for the welcome back to Szechuan sauce, even if it was for just one day. Thank you a million times over. Between the costumes and the memes and the cross-state travels, you, the fans, showed us what we've got. And our super limited batch through the real intention clearly wasn't near enough to meet the demand. Not cruel. Reese agrees, so Reese's gonna make this right.
We've got the last 24 hours and we've worked to open any portals necessary. And it works. Szechuan's sauce is coming back. Yes, once again this winter, yes. And instead of being one those only and limited select restaurants, we're bringing more, a lot more back. So that any fans who are in a limited... any fans willing to do whatever it takes for the Szechuan's will have only to ask, yes, for the nearby McDonald's, yes. We want to make this right for some of the best fans for any dimensions, yes. And we plan to deliver on the promises as soon as possible. Stay tuned. Your friends at McDonald's.
How hard was that to do for that long?
That long and hard. Like, I started to lose it. I had to like refocus.
You're like getting out of breath.
It wasn't getting out of the breath. I was just like, I'm losing power.
That was good. I think that was a pretty classy letter by McDonald's. Yeah. Though. And they kind of tried to work in the fandom.
Yeah, like the dimensions and the portals. Thing. Not cool.
I think they did a good job. So, that's quick.
Yeah.
And they're going to release it by the winter time.
Well, they probably have someone who's paid to just do the social media stuff, so they should have been right all over it.
So, I have a challenge for us.
All right. For us?
Yes.
Or the Mickey D's?
Our life is going to disappear even more.
Oh, boy.
I say by the time the Szechuan sauce comes out.
It's hopefully in the near months or
yes,
so.
Yes. We find a way. To
way.
Watch Rick and Morty.
We find a way.
And watch all the released episodes.
All the released episodes.
And then we go eat at Szechuan.
Is it on Netflix?
No.
No.
I don't know how we're going to get it. So if anybody knows how we can get Rick and Morty.
I thought it was on Netflix.
No. I would have watched it by now.
Crap.
So we'll have to figure out a way.
Yeah, we'll find a way, I guess.
Because I heard it's pretty darn good. I
heard it's crazy and crazy.
And you need to try.
I'm a pickle, Rick!
They're new chicken tenders.
I do. I've already heard about them today, and they sound pretty good.
They are pretty delicious.
Is
I would
like
say
the chicken selects they used to have, or a little
they're
different?
Better.
They're better.
They're a little crunchier. I would say they're the best fast food chicken tender I've ever had.
Oh, all right. There you go.
I would dare to say
look
that.
Look out, KFC and Zaxby's.
I will put it out. I will whip my
chicken tender.
Chicken tender out of the table for everybody to see. Here you go. Eat my chicken tenders. Put it in your mouth.
Well, that took quite a time.
I had another food topic we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about that next week, though, because
okay,
it'll be a whole special episode.
That sounds good. We're almost at 50 minutes, so...
Make sure you guys find us on the interwebs, right, Tom?
On Facebook.
We are on Facebook,
we're on Twitter, on
Instagram. We haven't posted in a while, but...
been a wee bit.
We will be out there. I took a bunch of pictures at this weekend at Disney.
We're still here.
Last week, and some pictures.
That was like a week and a half ago.
Yes, but then I went to Orlando this past weekend.
Oh, you
did? Downtown Disney.
Oh.
Because my sister was in... my dad was in town. I don't know how many pictures I took there, though. But I do have some pictures and stuff to post. All right. So,
good.
Let us know what you think about Big Mouth.
Big Mouth, the show.
Let us know if you've tried Pop Rocks.
Flavored Pop Rocks.
And hey, if you were lucky enough to get some Szechuan sauce.
Tell us about it.
Tell us about
what
that too. Tell us.
Send us a packet.
Worth for us to whip our chicken tender.
And dip our tender in the saucy packet.
And put it in our mouth.
Drizzle that sauce all over our
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Matt.
Keep calm.
And
geek on. Chicken tender.
Chicken finger. Szechuan finger.